Acts 13:4-5. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper.
The believers in the church at Antioch, who were directed by the Holy Spirit to set apart Barnabas and Paul, set the two free from their own jail of the prejudice, and Barnabas and Paul have to stay with them forever at the same time. They could witness themselves the work of the Holy Spirit through Barnabas and Paul. Let's look at the scriptures of today. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. Finally, the Holy Spirit let His love and life flow into the world beyond the enclosure of church, setting Barnabas, Paul, and their helper John, also called Mark, as the channel. It was at least more than 17 years after Paul had been called by Jesus. Originally, Paul, who used to be called Saul, was the one who trampled down the church, wasn't he? He was such a mob who felt his call to trample upon churches that he willingly traveled to Damascus, which was 200 kilometers away from Jerusalem, to hold the Christians. However, Jesus captured Paul in his very way to Damascus and described Paul as following. Acts chapter 9, verse 15. This man is chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. To the Jews, Gentiles, and their kings, and the people of Israel meant all the people around the world. Paul was an instrument of the Lord, chosen by the Lord to let flow the love and life to all the peoples around the world. Then the Lord will use him right away as such. It seems proper. Paul also thought so as soon as he was called by the Lord. He wanted to become the witness of the Lord's love and life who saved him. However, that was not the Lord's will. As we all well know, the Lord had Paul go through the training of devotion in the wild plain of Arabia. After that, He had Paul confine himself in his own hometown of Tarsus for 13 years like a failure. Since then, the Lord had Paul experience 1 year of pastoral duties in the church of Antioch, and only after that, the Lord used Paul as his vessel to let his love and life flow to the world. They didn't apply to the case of Paul only. When God appointed David living in Bethlehem as the king through prophet Samuel, David, the last of Jesse's 8 sons, was only a teenager. Although God clearly appointed teenager David as the king, God did not place him in the throne right away. God did not place David in the throne because David became a hero to save the country from the giant Goliath. Instead, David had to run away from King Saul for 10 years, who became jealous and tried to kill David.
David 사울 왕을 대신하여 이스라엘 왕좌에 앉아서
David, as the king in place of King Saul, it was at least 10 years later since God appointed David as the king that David was used as God's instrument to renew Israel. Even when God chose someone, it is not always the case that the Lord uses the person as his instruments right away. It's just like entering a military academy doesn't mean becoming an officer. If someone enters a military academy, it only means that he has just passed a stage to become an officer. This is why God did not use David and Paul as his instruments right away. In the meantime of his choosing and using, the Lord planned to provide necessary training. Only those who have gone through God's training can be used as God's instruments. Therefore, even though your life is called by the Lord, when you have already been answered by God and have received clear promising words from God, do not be driven to disappear. Even when you are faced with totally different situation from your will and plan, be grateful for God who is training you to become a brave general of faith. And therefore, let's fully entrust God with your life. Let's look at the verse 4 of today's scripture again. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. Barnabas and Paul, who have come to be used as the Lord's earnest channel of love and life to the world, first went to Seleucia with their helper John by the Holy Spirit. It was to sail from there to Cyprus, their first destination. Seleucia was away 26 kilometers west of Antioch, and it was the port town along the shore of the Mediterranean. It was only 17 years after Paul had been chosen by the Lord. So Paul's sentiments must have been special, heading Seleucia to be used as the Lord's channel of love and life to the world. When Paul was captured by Jesus on his way to Damascus, Paul was in his early or mid-20s. If Paul was in his late 20s or early 30s when he was captured by Jesus, then Paul's would be in his late 40s in the scripture. Considering the life expectancy of Roman citizens 2,000 years ago, shorter than 50, Paul in the scripture was already a mid-aged man. However, at his later years, Lord's new work is being done through Paul. More than anybody, Paul realized the message of the Lord as such, so we can easily guess how full of deep emotion Paul would have been. Paul and his delegation went to Seleucia, Seleucia in Greek language, around 300 BC. Seleucus Nicator I established Seleucia, then the biggest port in the area. The founder of Greek kingdom, Alexander the Great, he died at the age of 33, such a young age. The kingdom was divided by four generals. At the time, Seleucus Nicator I, who conquered the Middle East, established the Seleucus dynasty. Seleucus Nicator I built 16 cities named Antioch in his territory to the memory of his father. Syria Antioch, which has the church at Antioch that we're talking about today, that dispatched Barnabas and Paul, was one of the 16. And Seleucus Nicator I set up another big port off, is an adjective of his name, Seleucus, meaning being owned by Seleucus. Seleucia was so grand that Seleucus named it after his own name. So therefore, the Seleucia, the port, was so grand. So otherwise, Seleucus wouldn't have named it after his own name. 300 years later, the territory of the Seleucus kingdom was taken over by the Roman Empire. Since the Roman Empire recognized the geographical importance of the port Seleucia, he expanded Seleucia to a huge fortress and designated as a free port under direct control of the emperor. That is, Seleucia was raised from a port of king to a port of emperor. At the time, the Seleucia, the port, was such a significant and huge-scale port. At the very port of grandiose, Paul and his delegation departed for Cyprus. Compared with the extravagant and grand Seleucia, the delegation, away from the luxurious lifestyles, looked so shabby. In particular, among them, Paul might look the most terrible. Paul was struggling with his incurable disease through his whole life and was ugly. According to records, Paul was short, bow-legged, bald, and has a ridiculously big nose. This is true. His appearance was far from the balanced one, and this is true because Paul himself says in the Bible, he testified people's criticism as follows in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. For some say his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. Those who criticize Paul
실제의 바울은 외모도 형편없고
They say that Paul's appearance was poor, that people scorned him, that only his letters are weighty and forceful, but his look and speaking was not impressive at all. On the other hand, Paul sent a letter to the followers in Galatia like the following. Let's look at the chapter, Galatians chapter 4, verse 14. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with the contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. Paul was suffering with incurable disease, and Paul's look was terrible. But the followers in Galatia never despised Paul's appearance. Instead, they treated Paul as an angel and welcomed him and warmed him as if Paul is the Jesus Christ himself. So, everybody knows, including Paul, knows that Paul's look is shabby. Since Paul's look was so ill and shabby, few might give attention to him when he arrived at the huge and luxurious Seleucia. Even when he was aboard the ship bound for Cyprus, no one would think something serious will happen. Paul At the Seleucia, the ports, which was grandiose and luxurious, appeared in such a shabby and small appearance and got on the boats going to Cyprus. Even though Paul's appearance was the most poor in Seleucia port, the moment when he was aboard changed the world, human history. It was historical moments. Paul's delegation sailed towards the destination, Cyprus. Through the Mediterranean wave. However, it was not just a ship that departed from the Seleucia port, but was Paul's life itself. It was the Paul's life itself to set off on that day at the port. On that day at the port of Seleucia, in order to flow the love and the life of the God, Paul set off the boats of his life on that day. After 2,000 years, today, Seleucia used to be that used to be luxurious, extravagant, and prospered, lost its splendor and the capacity as a port. It is because silt running from Orontes River, 8 kilometers west of the southern port, reclaimed the most of the Sea of Seleucia to be a wetland. Once the port lost its function, what is only left is acceleration of degeneration. When you go to the actual site, you cannot find one speck of the evidence that that place was the grand port.
In the text, Antioch, the starting points for Paul's and his delegation became part of Turkey today and is called Antakya. From Antakya, 20 kilometers toward the Mediterranean, is Samandag, and again to the north of Samandag, by 6 kilometers, is Çavlık, a small fishing village. There is nothing attractive about that village. It is any kind of village, fishing village that you can find anywhere in our country. Surprisingly, however, the village is the original site of Seleucia. What is left at the port is now in ruins and emptiness, hollowness, and nothing else. Now in the sea that avoided the invasion of the silts from Orontes River, only small boats are coming and going. So 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, this port used to be a large port, a huge port that that comes and go with the freights and soldier there. So the village now is no more than educational venue for teaching the emptiness of life. 10 years ago. I visited the sea. In the back, there was a rocky mountains, and I walked along the bank. It was around sunset, and I saw the sun went down over the horizon of the sea, Mediterranean Sea. So the whole sea turned into all red. 2,000 years ago, Paul wanted to be a passage for the love and the life of God right at that spot and sent the ship. I can't hear anything. 직할 항구로 삼았습니다. 제왕의 항구에서부터 시작해서 로마 황제의 항구로 격상되었던 케이아야 말로 그 당시 번영의 대명사요, 난공불락의 요새요, 거대함의 상징이었습니다.
조금 더 크게.
그곳이
크고
거대한 만큼 그곳에서 배를 탄 파울이야말로 가장 초라한 무명의 존재에 지나지 않았습니다. 그러나 오늘날
But today, after 2,000 years have passed, Seleucus Nicator I, who founded the Seleucus dynasty, the Roman emperor who conquered that land, the port of Seleucia that has been constructed and expanded by them so that it was the world that stood for splendor and immensity, have all disappeared like water foams. The water foams. But in contrast, Paul, who looked only shabby then 2,000 years ago, who had incurable chronic illness, and even whose physical appearance was so wretched so as to ring on others sneering, he lives even today in eternity. Those who changed the world history, it was not the colossal
Roman emperor, but Paul, who had the look of shabbiness. In eternity, Paul lives on even now as a giant who is greater than any king or any emperor. 2,000 years ago that day, also, each person launched the ship of lust towards the sea of lust from Seleucia, the port of lust. But on that day, from that port, Paul launched in the ship of his life. It's a different ship from others in order to be the passageway for the love and life of the Lord. He knew precisely what it is that a man must ultimately pursue. It was nothing of this world that would end with futility and ruin at the world. It was only the love and life of the Lord. As a result, King Seleucus, who constructed the port, the Roman emperor, who expanded the port, the numerous people who launched the ship of lust from that port, and Seleucia ports itself, that was called the emperor's port, all disappear like water foams. But Paul stands prominently as the eternal apostle among us. It is not strange at all that Paul, who looked the shabbiest at the port of Seleucia, the port of the emperor, 2,000 years ago, lives today as the main character of the Acts today. In order to be the passage of love and life of the Lord, Paul entrusted his life to God, and that God is eternal God, Emmanuel, who broke forth death and lived again. It can be said that all men are beings who each launch a ship of his life from Seleucia, the port of the emperor. By that, I mean this world entirely worships the idols of laws of lust, the rationale of the emperor, the principle of economy. If so, then what ship are we, each one of us, launching from this port? Are we launching the ship of lust in pursuit of the rational of the emperor? Because this place where we stand today is Seleucia, the port of the emperor. Or are we launching the ship of truth as a lesson learned from others' errors? Because this is Seleucia, the port of the emperor. Is it a ship for your selfishness, or a ship that is to send forth the love and life of the Lord to the world? Is it a ship for the world that will soon turn into ruin, or a ship that is going forth towards the Lord, who broke forth from death and lived again? The first popular song that was composed by a Korean and whose lyric was written by a Korean was in 1928, All Ground of Hwang Sung. Its lyric is by Hwang Pyeong, music by Jun Su-rin, and was sung by Lee Eri-su, who was only 18 at that time. The song was composed from an inspiration that Mr. Jun Su-rin had upon visiting Manhulte, the palace ground for Goryeo dynasty at Kaesong. The splendid old palace had disappeared without a trace. And only the moonlights shone indifferently on the palace ground that had fallen to ruin. So old ground of Gwangseong starts like this. Now that night has come to the old ground of Gwangseong. There is only the quiet moonlight. It speaks of lingering regrets that frost the ruins. How could this only be the story of Imperial Palace of Goryeo Dynasty? Starting from Seleukia of our text today, go visit the palace ground of Roman Emperor who had conquered the Mediterranean world long ago. What remains everywhere are also ruins. Regardless of the east and the west, if the emperor who wielded all three branches of power could not guard himself and things that belong to him, then how could the lives of the people who launch their ships of life in pursuit of the rationale of the emperor not end in futility? My brothers and sisters, let the line of Seleukia be drawn in our lives today. Let us launch our ships, not as ships for our lust, launched in pursuit of rationale of the emperor, because this world is Seleukia, the port of the emperor. But on the contrary, because this is Seleukia, as a lesson learned from others' errors, let us launch ships of our lives for the eternal truth in order for us to become the passageway of the Lord through which the love and life of the Lord will flow towards the world. Even if we do not have possessions and our appearance and looks may be shabby, those things are not problems at all. No matter what storm comes upon our course of our lives, this too is not something to worry about. So long as we launch our ship in order to become the passageway of the Lord, let's flow into the world the love and life of the Lord. The eternal love and life, our Lord, will become the rower of our ship. Let us pray. In spite of all of our sins and shortcomings, our Lord has selected us and forgave us. We thank you. And we thank you also, our Lord has allowed each of us to stand as Christians through training methods that are most suitable to us. And we also thank that through today's text, you have allowed us to look back and see what ship we've been launching for what endless world, and that is Seleukia up to now. Always shine upon our hearts and spirits with the light of life and help us not to repeat anymore the foolishness of launching the ship of loss that will end in ruin and futility at the end like Gwangseong, old ground. Allow us all to become a Paul's company, Seleukia. May you grant us the faith, wisdom, and courage of Paul's company who did not yield to Seleukia's rationals in Seleukia by making it a lesson from others' errors. Abandon Seleukia and knew to launch the ships of their lives only for the Lord. Thereby, although we are but insignificant beings and there may be storms ahead of us, may us all be the party of Paul of this age who in the Lord, who is the rower of our lives, have flow into the world, the love and life of the Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.